Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Ayin Aleph. We are holding on daf Ayin Amud Beis. I think we are two lines from the end of the page. Hashta da Amrit Bo, Lidrash Udasa. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very, very much for the continued sponsorship of the daf Yomi Shir. So today we're going to discuss, well, we're going to continue to a lot about Mila and being an Arel, but we're going to first just continue to discuss the limud that an Arel is puzzled to eat truma. The Gemara is going to take the different mi'utim that we have in the Pesukim about Karban Pesach and try to figure out what each mi'ut comes to signify, all the different limudim that you have by Karban Pesach, but particularly we're going to focus on an Arel. And then the Gemara is going to talk about what if a person is an Arel but he's not yet 8 days old? Does that have the status of an Arel? So obviously he has no obligations if he's less than 8 days old. Can you use truma on him? Meaning he's not going to eat anything either. But there's a din of sicha kishtia. So can you take shemen shel truma and put it on an Arel who's less than 8 days old? Or do we say no? He's not an Arel until there is a chiyuv. The Gemara is going to going to learn through a drasha that there's a possibility that you have a person who is an Arel at the time of the Achilas Karban Pesach, but was not an Arel at the time of the Asiyas Karban Pesach, at the time of the Shechitas Karban Pesach. So how could that be? The Chiyuv of Mila does not set in between the Shechitas Karban Pesach and the Asiyas and the Achilas Karban Pesach. Shechitas Karban Pesach is on Erev Pesach. Achilas Karban Pesach is the first night, the Seder night. So the Chiyuv of Mila, if it was a first day Bris, then it would be the next day. If it was an Erev Pesach Bris, it would have been already before the Asiyah. So how do you ever have a case that the Pesukim seem to indicate that we have where the Chiyuv of Mila was not there when they shechted the Pesach and the Chiyuv of Mila was there at the Achilas HaPesach? So the Gemara is going to give six possibilities of how we could have such a case. The Gemara is then going to discuss whether we could do Hazza'ah as part of the Tara process, Hazza'ah of the Mei Chatas on an Arel, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the mitzvah of Mila, particularly about Priya, and whether Priya was something that was always part of the Mila or was a later innovation, a later addition to the process of Mila. And also, if we get to it, the Gemara is going to discuss briefly why it is that Klal Yisrael in the Midbar did not do Mila. So let's begin again, two lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Ayin Amud Beis. So says the Gemara, Hashta Da Amud Bo L'drashu Dasa. Once we already said yesterday that Kol Orel Lo Yochal Bo is coming to teach me some sort of drasha, right? We suggested boe no ochel av lochel hu betruma, that maybe the limud should have been that he doesn't eat Karban Pesach, but he does eat truma. So that's what the Gemara had to say. No, we have a gzera shava of toshav v'sachir to tell me that he doesn't eat truma either. But otherwise, the word bo would have taught me such a limud. So if you're going to tell me that the word bo in a pasuk is always there to tell me some sort of drasha, So says that we had the malto so az yochal bo that mila zchar v'avad v'makeves bo milachol pesach. So we were dashing the word bo. So then, what do you do with the following word bo? Kol ben nechar lo yochal bo lameli. What do you learn from the pasuk that tells me by Karban Pesach that kol ben nechar lo yochal bo, that someone who is nakrumas of love shabashamayim, someone who rejects Judaism, that he's lo yochal bo, that he's not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. So what does that teach me? So other than the actual pasuk pshat of the pasuk, so says Gemara, bo hamarastas poselas vein hamarastas poselas b'meiser. It comes to tell me that being a mumar passels him from Karban Pesach, but does not passel him from meiser. This is the first time we've mentioned meiser. We've been talking about truma the entire time. So Tosfos says, yeah, over here also it's about truma. Vein hamarastas poselas b'meiser, says Tosfos, b'sof misha yotamek arsinan b'kol asvarim vein hamarastas poselas b'truma. That the girsa is in Maseches Pesachim that bo amaristas poselas, that someone who becomes a mumar is not allowed to have Karban Pesach but is allowed to have truma. V'shap matina travayu michad bo, and says Tosos they're both true, that it's that he's allowed to eat truma and he's allowed to eat maaser, and we derive it from the same word bo. De bo mashma bo v'lo b'dvar mecherim. Bo is not really excluding a particular other area. It's really more zoning in on what the pasuk is actually talking about. It says Kol ben Nechar lo yochal bo, about Korban Pesach. So it's really saying only Korban Pesach and not everything else. Everything else includes Truma, includes Meiser. So it's fair to have it as to derive both of those halachos from on limud. V'isruk l'mutei travayu Truma delo nelef b'gzer shav v'toshav v'sachir u'meiser b'gzer shav d'menu menu, and I need a miyut for each of them because there's reason to believe that that a ben nechar would not be allowed to eat Truma or Meiser. There are limudim that we would have made, we would have included in various gzer shavas a limud to tell me that he would not be allowed to eat Truma or Meiser. So that's why I need both to tell me that he is allowed to eat Truma or Meiser. He's only not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. Kol Orel lo yochal bo lamali. What do I do with Kol Orel lo yochal bo? That an Orel is not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. What's that excluding? What is an Orel allowed to eat? We know that an Orel is not allowed to eat Truma, so it can't be coming to tell me that an Orel is allowed to eat Truma. So no, it must be teaching me that although an Orel is not allowed to eat Korban Pesach, he is allowed to eat Matzah Umarar. Now the Gemara says, okay, so you tell me by Korban Pesach that both an Orel and a Ben Nechar are not allowed to partake of Korban Pesach. Couldn't you have just told me one of them and I would have derived the other one, meaning there are similar types of problems, that there's something wrong with the person. So one is an Arul, one is a Ben Necha. Aren't they similar enough? Says Gemara, no, they're very different kinds of things. I need to have both of them. Dikas of Rachmana Arul. If the Torah only would have told me an Arul cannot eat Korban Pesach, is disqualified from Korban Pesach, Mishum Demais, because an Arul has a certain inherent sense of Mius, by virtue of the fact that his Arul is still there. Aval Ben Necha, Delo Ma'us, Eimalo. But a Ben Necha is not Ma'us, it's just a spiritual shortcoming. Ma'us implies that there's a physical problem with him. So a Ben Nechar is not Ma'us, so I would think that he is allowed to eat Korban Pesach. V'ikasav Rachman called Ben Nechar, and if it only were to only call Ben Nechar, Mishum Dein Libo L'Shamayim, I would say because that's a spiritual shortcoming. That's a person who's not Libo L'Shamayim. Aval Arel do Libo L'Shamayim, but an Arel who's dedicated to the Ribbono Shel Olam, say Emalo, I would think that he would not be disqualified. Tzricha. So the clear impression you get is that the Arel is talking about even someone who's an Arel because of an Ones, that he's an Arel because of Mesuach of Machmas Mila, because we're describing him as someone who's Libel L'Shamayim. So it's obviously not someone who is willfully an Arel, he's someone who's Nebuch an Arel, that he has to be an Arel. So he's Libel L'Shamayim, so I would not have necessarily disqualified him. So that's why Tzricha, that's why I need both Arel and Ben Nechar, a pasuk by each one, to tell me that they're pasul for Korban Pesach. Mi menu lo. What do I learn from the mimenu that it says by each one? So lichad Rabba Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, what Rabba Amar Rabbi Yitzchak taught us. Meaning, what mimenu are we talking about? The Torah says al tochlu mimenu. No, you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach mimenu, from the Korban Pesach. No, vashal mavushal b'mayim, when it's partially cooked or fully cooked. Kiyim tzliyesh rosh al krav al kirbo, and it says v'lo sosiru mimenu ad boker v'loser mimenu ad boker beish tisrofu, that you're not allowed to leave over the Korban Pesach. So why does he keep repeating the word mimenu by Korban Pesach? So the Rabba Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, that's to teach me the limud that Rabba Amar Rabbi Yitzchak teaches me. Curiously, the Gemara does not tell us here what that limud is. Rashi doesn't either tell us here what that limud is. We're just reassured that there is such a limud, and we're going to have it in a few days. That on Daf Ayin Dalit, we're going to have Tlasa Mimenu Ksivim BePesach. Rashi tells us that the word Mimenu appears three times by Korban Pesach. We just mentioned all three of them, and the Gemara is going to darshan what they're needed for, so we'll get there in a few days. We need to be patient. So Amar Man, now we had said yesterday that we had a Machlokas Tanoim, how I know that an Orel is not allowed to eat Truma. So the Tanakama had said, I know an Orel is not allowed to eat Truma because there's a Gezeira Shava of Toshav Asachir. And Rabbi Akiva said, no, that we learn from Korban Pesach. And Rabbi Kiva said, "Nah, you don't need to learn a Gzeira Shava from Korban Pesach." Amar Mar, Rabbi Kiva, Amar Eino Tzarich. You don't need a Gzeira Shava from Korban Pesach. Tell me that an Orel is not allowed to eat Truma. Harei Omer. Just look in the Parsha of Truma itself. It says, "Ish, Ish." Pasuk says Ishish Mizar Aaron Vutzaruozov Bakachim Lo Yochal Adashayita. It's talking about truma, that certain people with certain shortcomings are not allowed to eat truma. But if they don't have those shortcomings, then Ish is allowed to eat truma. So who's that including? Lerabel says Saarel, that's coming to that. That people with certain shortcomings are possible from truma, and it says Ish when it introduces the people with these shortcomings. So that's Lerabel says Saarel, that incorporates an Arel in that pasuk, that an Arel is also one of the shortcomings that passels a person from eating truma. Says Gemara, but that's somewhat vague. How do you know that the word Ish comes to include an Arel? The Ema, the Rabbel says Onain. Maybe it's coming to tell me that an Onain shouldn't eat truma because of the extra word Ish. So I'm Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, I'm a Krav, the Kol Zar. Zoros Amarti Lach Velo Aninos. No, because there's a pasuk. The pasuk says the Kol Zar Lo Yochal Kodesh, that Zar is not allowed to eat Kodesh. That implies that only the problem of the shortcoming of being a Zar is a problem, but being an Onain is not going to prevent one from eating Truma. Says Gemara, yeah, the Kol Zar is telling me that there's something that doesn't prevent one from eating Truma. Ish tells me that there's something that does prevent one from eating Truma, but how do you know what shortcoming to attach to each limud? There's a miut, there's a ribui, right? Ish is a miut from Truma. It's telling me that there's someone who's disqualified, so we automatically assumed, oh, that must be the Arel. The Kol Zar tells me there's someone who's not disqualified, and we automatically assume, oh, that must be the Onain is not disqualified. So Eim of Lo Arelus, maybe the Kol Zar tells me that an Arel is allowed to eat Truma. No, Haksiv Ish. Ish tells me an Arel is not allowed to eat Truma. But Omari Isa, how do you know which drasha to apply to which person, that the Reboy to include in Truma is the Onain, and to exclude from Truma is the Arel? Maybe it's the other way around. So says Gemara, Mistavra Arelus Havle the Rabuye. It's more Mistaver that the Arel is going to be disqualified from Truma. Shakein, Masim, Krusim, Bedavar, Ha'eved. Because of these four or five different qualities that the Arel has that are problematic, and that's what makes the Arel particularly puzzle. What are these qualities? Mechusar Maisa, that in order to fix being an Arel, he needs to do an action of Bris Mila. Umaisa Begufo, the Maisa is not just an action, but it's an action on his physical body. Ve'enosh Kares, he's Chayiv Kares for it. V'yeshno Lefnei Adibur, and it's something that was a mitzvah that was given before Matan Torah. Umilas Acharav Avad of Ma'akeves, and by Karban Pesach, not only is his own Bris Mila going to prevent him from eating Karban Pesach, but if he failed to give a Bris Mila to his children or to his Avadim, it passes him from Karban Pesach. So you see that the Psul Arel is a very significant Psul. Adraba, Aninus Avle Rabuye, but I could tell you that Onain is a very significant psul for the following reason. Shekein Yeshna Bekal Sha'a, Aninus is something that is a constant until the 24th, until the day is over. The entire day of the Misa, a person is an Onain. As we briefly alluded to yesterday, what we call an Onain is not what Chazal call an Onain. We refer to Aninus as the period in between a person's death and the Kvura, and that could go on for several days, that could go on for just a couple of hours, right, depending on the circumstances, depending on the situation. What Chazal referred to when they talk about someone between death and kvura is Misha Mesomuto Lefanov, which according to some Rishonim is just an outgrowth of Osek B'mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvah. That someone who's Mesomuto Lefanov has to be dealing with the kvura, so he's Pater from all other mitzvahs. When it comes to the din of Onain in the Torah, when the Torah tells us about a psul of an Onain in Kodshim and Maisesheni and things of that nature, that's a separate din. That's Yom Rishon of Avelus, meaning that's the Yom HaMisa. For that entire Yom HaMisa, a person's status of an Onain in that regard. And that's true even after the Kavura. They could bury the person an hour or two after he dies, and the relatives are still an Onain in the sense of they're not allowed to eat Kachim and Maiser Sheni. So that's what the Gemara is suggesting by Aninus. Aninus is Yesh Nabakal Sha'a. Aninus is something, it's not fixable. It just is. It's going to be until the day is over. That's the way Aninus works. V'noheges ba'noshim v'noshim. And Aninus is something that applies equally to men and women. Ve'in bi'adol l'sakin atzmo. You can't be misakin yourself for Aninus. So you see that Aninus also has a very strong nature to it. So it should be a strong psula, and therefore we should say that an Onin he's not allowed to eat truma. So how come we said that it's an Arel, it's not allowed to eat truma, not an Onen? It's true, an Arel has five different qualities about it that make it a very strong candidate, but an Onen is also a very strong candidate for Psul, because he's got these three different qualities. So says Gemara, Hanach Nefishin, yeah, but five is more than three. So since there are five chumras that you have by an Arel, and only three that you have by an Onen, so it's more mistaver that an Arel is the one who's limited and not the Onen. Rava Amar below Hanach Nefishin, Nami Lo Matzah Samrit. Rava says, you don't even need Hanach Nefishin. You want to know which of the two, Onen or Arel, is being included in the pasuk of Ish, Ish? Well, think about it. Amar Kra, Ish, Ish. It's something about men. Ezu davar sheshem bishveinu b'isha. Which of these psulim applies to a man and not to a woman? Haviyomer ze arelus. Arelus is something that applies to a man. It doesn't apply to a woman because a woman doesn't get a bris mila. But aninus is something that applies to both of them. So it's more mistaber that the pasuk of Ish, Ish comes to include an arel in the psul of eating truma. Period. So that's that discussion of the psul of an arel from truma. So now, we had said that Rabbi Akiva said, I don't need the Gzereshav of Toshav Sachir to teach me that an Oral doesn't need Truma. Rabbi Akiva had derived it from Ish Ish. So says Gemara, okay, but then what do you do with Toshav Sachir? Then you have extra words in the Pasuk. Rabbi Akiva, hi Toshav Sachir, my Avadai. What is he darshin from Toshav Sachir? So says Gemara, first possibility, Amar of Shmayel Asuye Aravi Mahul V'Givoni Mahul. He uses Toshav Sachir to tell me that an Aravi that's Mahul or a Givoni that's Mahul, a non-Jew who has a Mila, is also not allowed to eat Karban Pesach. That only a Toshav Sachir, that these people are not allowed to eat Karban Pesach. Vahani Mulininu, says Gemara, is that even a Chiddush? Do they even have the status of someone who has a Mila? Vahatnan, the Mishnah says, Konam Shani Nena La Arelim. If a person takes a Neder, that he's not going to get Hana'a from Arelim, Mutter Ba Arele Yisrael. He's actually allowed to get Hana'a from an Arel Yisrael. Vahasr B'muli of the Chavim. And he's not allowed to get Hana'a from an Arel Chavim, even that has a Mila. Meaning Arel is another term for Nachri. It's a term for an Ovid Chavim. So even if the Ovid Chavim has a Mila, it's not about the physically whether he has a Mila. He's always called an Arel. Konam Shani Nena Lemulin. If a person takes a neder anah, that he's not allowed to get anah from anyone who's a mahul, so mutar b'muli of the chavim. He's allowed to get anah from muli of the chavim because they don't have a status of a mahul. Va'asr ba'arele Yisrael, and he's asr to get anah from arele Yisrael because as far as neder is concerned, they are considered mahul. The Rashi points out because by neder, even though the reality is that a Yisrael that is an arel for Karm Pesach and for other halachos, when it comes to neder, it's halachach ha-loshem b'nei Adam, Rashi points out. Now when it comes to neder, we go with the loshem b'nei Adam, and Yisraelim people don't call arelim. A Jew is not called an arel. Of the chavim are called arelim and are never called molin. So that's what the Gemara's question is, that I don't understand, how can you say that the Toshav Asachir is coming to tell me that a guy who has a Mila is not allowed to eat Karban Pesach? A guy who has a Mila is an arel. So of course he's not allowed to eat Karban Pesach. So, but wait a second. The Rishonim point out we have a problem over here. What's the raya that a guy is called that a guy who has a mila is called an arel? The raya is from by neder that when you take a neder from an arel, that includes even a guy that's mahu. But we just pointed out that by neder, it's halachach halashim b'nei Adam. It's not a fundamental definition of the term. It's about the way the term is used by people. So that's not really a raya to anything. The fact that we're bringing a raya from neder doesn't tell me anything about what the status of an oral should be in Karban Pesach. Haraya, when it came to neder, we refer to a Jew that does not have a mila as a mahul. And yet when it comes to halacha of Karban Pesach, a Jew that does not have a mila is an oral and is not allowed to eat Karban Pesach. So how can we bring a raya from one to the other? So Tosos in Dibra Maskel Hani raises this question. How could the Gemara ask from Nidarim to the Lashon of the Pasuk? By Nidarim, we're halachach halashim b'nei Adam. So Tosos says, yeah, by Nidarim, we're halachach halashim b'nei Adam. But still, this din of Konam Shani Nena La'arelim is derived from the Pasuk that the Mishnah over there quotes, Ki kol hagoyim arelim v'kol beis Yisrael arele leiv. That since it's based in the Pasuk of kol hagoyim arelim, so you see that there's a fundamental idea that they're called arelim in the Kisvei Agrach. in the stencils of Reb Chaim, he says that over here you see that Goyus is a Metzius of Arelus. Even if he's Mo'el, he's still called an Arel because of the fact that he's not Jewish. And that's how he's Miyashiv the Rambam in the fifth parak of Vilchos Korban Pesach, where the Rambam writes that Tfilas Imahosav L'Shem Avdus, Amahosav L'Shem Avdus, Makavto Milechol B'Pesach. And the Rambam says that having his maidservants be tovel l'shem avdus prevents him from eating korban pesach. V'davrze mipia kabbalah shatvila l'shvachos kemila la'avadim. That just like milas avadav prevents him from eating korban pesach, so tevila of his female servants prevents him, failure to have done tevila for the female servants on the female servants prevents him from eating korban pesach. But we don't find that anywhere. Where did the Rambam get that from? We only find that mila is ma'akev. Where do you find that goyus is ma'akev? So says Reb Chaim, that's the makar of the Rambam, that the definition of arelus is goyus, and goyus is arelus. So if you're going to tell me that there's a psul of arel, that's the equivalent of saying that there's a psul of being a nachri, of being a non-Jew, and therefore mimela, when it comes to the shivcha, she also needs to have her conversion process, which involves tefillah. So he writes that based on that, the din of mila sechara v'avada being ma'akev b'korban pesach doesn't mean that the chi of mitzvahs mila that the father has is what's ma'akev milasos pesach. It's the etzem arelus that's ma'akev, because there's no chi for an adon to be matbil his maidservants. So it must be that it's the goyus that's ma'akev, as says Reb Chaim, and it's not the chi per se. It's not that you have a mitzvah to do and failure to do the mitzvah. It's just the etzem fact that the person is not at all Jewish. That's ma'akev. That's ma'akev from the Korban Pesach. Okay, so says Gemara Ella. So what is Ger V'Toshav being used for? What does Rabbi Akiva learn from Ger V'Toshav if he already knows that an Arel is not allowed to eat truma based on Ish, Ella la'asuye ger shemol v'lo taval, v'katan shenol k'shumol. It's coming to tell me that if you have a ger that's halfway through the gerus process, he had his mila, but not yet his tevila, or you have a katan that was born with a mila, v'kasav tzorach la'atav men dam bris, even though he's born already gemalt, you need to do atavas dam bris. So the person is not there yet. And such a case, that's what's telling me that those people are puzzled to eat truma. Or puzzled to karm pesach. Rablazer tamei, and this is Rablazer l'shitaso, Tamar ger shemol v'lo taval, ger ma'al yehu, v'kasav rakatan k'shnol and ma'ol, ain't sarg latim men and dambris. And Rablazer uses Toshav v'sachir to teach me about the psul of an oral to eat truma. Where does he learn these dinim from? He disagrees with these dinim. He holds a ger shemol v'lo taval is a perfectly good ger, and therefore there's no problem with him eating karm pesach. And he holds that a katan that's nolak shumol, you don't need to do a tavas dambris, and therefore does not have the status of an Arel. So that turns out to be the machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Kiva, when Rabbi Lazar employs Toshav Asachir to make a Gzeres Shava, which teaches me that an Arel is possible from Truma, and Rabbi Kiva does not employ Toshav Asachir for that purpose. So Rabbi Kiva employs Toshav Asachir for these two cases, and Rabbi Lazar holds these two cases are taka not true, that in these two cases that you're actually allowed to eat the Karm Pesach. So that when it comes down to it, that's the machlokas in halacha between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lazar. So it starts off as just a machlokas, meaning when we had it yesterday, this machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Kiva, it was just a machlokas in semantics, meaning they both agreed that an Arul is not allowed to eat truma. It's a question of how do I learn it? Do I learn it from Gzer Shav of Toshav Asachir from Karban Pesach? That was Rabbi Lazar, or do I learn it from Ish? But when you follow the trail, it turns out that the Toshav Asachir is still extra for Rabbi Akiva. So there's a din that Rabbi Akiva is going to derive from Toshav Asachir that Rabbi Lazar does not derive from Toshav Asachir. And this is that din about a Ger Shemal V'lo Taval and a Katan Shenolad K'shumal. Rabbi Lazar, hi Ish my Avadai. Okay, Rabbi Akiva used Ish to tell me that an Arel can't eat Truma. What does Rabbi Lazar learn from Ish? Dibra Torah, Klash Min Adam. Nothing. He just holds a Dibra Torah, Klash Min Adam, and sometimes people speak in a repetitive way, and therefore the Torah also sometimes speaks in a repetitive way. Period. So that ends our discussion of the precise machlokas between Rav Lozer and Rabbi Akiva. So by Rav Chama bar Ukva, katan aral malu socha b'shamus truma. Where if you have a katan who's an aral, katan over here means less than 8 days old, meaning he's not yet chayiv in mila, he's a little tiny baby, can you use truma oil on him? Generally speaking, there is a klal that when you have truma, you're not allowed to waste truma, just like it has kedusha, so just like Shemitah produce, for example, you're not allowed to waste, so you're not allowed to waste truma either, you have to eat truma. If it's tahar, it's a mitzvah for a kohen to eat truma. Non-kohen has an isser to eat truma, but a kohen has a mitzvah to eat truma. However, if truma becomes tameh, then the kohen is allowed to benefit from it by burning it. He's allowed to use it as fuel for a fire. So why are you ever sach b'shem shel truma? Shouldn't you be eating it? So we have a klal in halacha, sicha kishtia, that it's considered to be the same as drinking when you anoint when one anoints their skin with shem shel truma. So you have a little baby, and the baby needs his skin to be softened with some shemen, so you can use shemen shel truma. Can you use shemen shel truma on a baby prior to his meal, or do we say no? That's like an arel eating truma. Is being an arel when it's not yet the zman mila something that's ma'akev him from imbibing truma? So I'm Rabbi Zera Toshima. That we learned, Brisa describes how the failure to have been mal his children at the time of Asiyas HaKarban Pesach or his avadim at the time of Achilas Karban Pesach is explicit in the pasuk. But how do I know minayin litein es hamer shel zebezeh es hamer shel zebezeh? How do I know to apply that milas acharav is going to be a problem even b'shas achila and milas avadav is going to be a problem even b'shas asiya? So tam lomer az gzer shava. That's why I have gzer shava of az. Then it says va'az yikrav la'asoso, and it says v'kol eved aral miknas kesem malto. So az yochal bo. So we learn gzer shava between the two psukim to tell me that milas acharav and milas avad are the same. So they're problematic in the same stages of Karban Pesach. So it says, well, wait a second. Bishlama avad of mishkach sadisum b'shas achilu v'asum b'shas asiyah. How could you have a case of an eved where you have an eved that's not gemalt at the time of achila, but you don't have an eved that's not gemalt at the time of asiyah? So that's very easy. You bought the eved after the shechitas haPesach, before the achilas haPesach. So at the time of the shechitas haPesach, your Karban Pesach was fine, because you didn't have an Eved that didn't have a Mila. And then you bought an Eved that didn't have a Mila in between, and now at the time of the Achilas Pesach, you have an Eved with no Mila. But how does that happen with your son? How do you have a son that Shas Achilas HaPesach, you have a son who doesn't have a Mila, and Bishas Shchitas HaPesach, you didn't have a son that didn't have a Mila. So, Lavd is Yalud Ben Asiya Le'achila, shouldn't it be, isn't the only answer, the only possibility, is that he was born in between, and because he was born in between, he's an Arel at the time of Achilas HaPesach, and what's the Raya, therefore? What do you see from there? That he's called an Aral. When was he born? The Shechitas Karban Pesach is on Erev Pesach. You're eating it a few hours later. So the baby's a few hours old and you're calling him an Aral. So you see that an Aral Bizmana, Shalom Bizmana, that when he's still in the first 7 days of life, he's still called an Aral. So Shmamina Arelus Shalom Bizmana, Havi Arelus. This must be a riot. That by virtue of the fact that there's such a thing as a baby who was not an Aral at the time of the Shechitas Pesach and is an Aral at the time of the Echid. Is a raya that arelus shalob bezman is arelus. So Amrava b'tizbra hima lo kol zachar amrachmana va'az yukrav la'asoso va'hilav bar mihiluhu. So Rava says it's so not mistaver that you have a baby, you know, that's born on Erev Pesach, you know, late in the day, right before Pesach. You're not going to be allowed to eat Karban Pesach because your wife had a baby that day. You have no chiyuv, you have no obligation of mila whatsoever, not for another week. That's not mistaver at all. The pasuk says hima lo kol zachar, that you got to take care of the mila. And you're not allowed to do Karban Pesach until you take care of the Mila. But you don't have to take care of this Mila. Not for another week you don't have to take care of this Mila. That's not Mistaver at all. So we need to come up with some other Hechitimtza. How could it be that a baby is an Arel at the time of Achilas HaPesach, but was not an Arel at the time of Shechitas HaPesach? It can't be that he was just born. Because if he was just born, then there's no obligation toward Mila. Now the baby had a fever. The baby was sick. And his illness ended in between. That's the case. So, v'nesav le'kol shiva. But wait, don't you give him 7 days? to get after he gets better before you give him the mila. The 7 days are up in between. So it says, what do you mean 7 days are up in between? Days are days. So when that morning, if the 7 days were over, they should have given him a mila that morning before they ever shechted the carbon pesach. No, beaten me'es la'es. When it comes to a fever, the halacha is that you give him me'es la'es, that you only do the mila 7 days later. There's a halacha that is still knowing bismanazah, that you have cases where a baby is ill and then the baby gets better and then they wait 7 days me'es la'es to do the mila. But didn't we learn that yom avra'aso ki yom hivaldo, that the day that he gets better, the day that he's healed, is the same as the day that he's born as far as doing the cheshbin. So my love, my yom hivaldo lo bina me'es la'es, haf yom avra'aso lo bina me'es la'es. Don't we assume that just like when a baby's born, we don't wait me'es la'es, we don't wait 7 full 24-hour periods. We do the, you know, even if the baby was born on a Tuesday afternoon, we do the bris the next Tuesday morning. We don't wait me'es la'es. So shouldn't yom avra'aso be the same? That you shouldn't wait the full 7 days. You should wait. You should already do the bris earlier in that day, earlier that that morning. Lo says more. No, adif yom avra'aso mi yom hivaldo dilu yom hivaldo lo bina me'es la'es vili yom avra'aso bina me'es la'es. No, they follow different rules. Yom avra'aso, you need 7 24-hour periods. Yom hivaldo, you don't need 7 24-hour periods. This is a discussion in Poskim Bizman Hazeh. What if you have a case where a baby is being treated for an illness, and then the last treatment is given, or the last medication for that illness is given on a particular day? So when do we start the clock? We had a shayla here in Shul many years ago already. It's probably... I would ask, I'm not going to mention the name, but there was we had a shayla many, many years ago, where there was a baby that was born, he was being treated, and there was a shayla when to do the bris. So we thought it was off by a day, because a number of the poskim said that they should have done the bris a day earlier, that is 7 days after the last treatment. But Rabbi Krohn told me that he has a psak from Rav Zelig, that you don't wait 7 days after the last treatment, the last medication, the last administering of treatment, you wait 8 days after that, because if they're still treating him, that means the medicine is in the system for the next 24 hours, means he still needed that medicine for those 24 hours, so you wait 7 days from that, and that's the psak Rabbi Krohn always follows from Rav Zelig. That's what he told me at the time. So anyway, so that's the difference between Yom Hivaldo and Yom Avra'aso. Rav Papa Amar, third possibility. Again, we're trying to figure out how could you have a case where the baby was not in the Arel at the time of the Shechitas HaPesach, but it is in the Arel at the time of Achilas HaPesach. So our first possibility was maybe he was born in between. We rejected that. Can't be that he was born in between, because he wouldn't have the status of an Arel. An Arel Shelo Bizmano is not an Arel. So the second possibility is that his 7 days, Me'es La'es, were up in between the time of the Shechita and the time of the Achila. Third possibility, Rav Papa Amar Kagon Dekoiv Le'enei Li'unuka Ve'itbach Beni. He had a type of illness where you don't have to wait 7 days, you just have to wait till he gets better. And as soon as he gets better, you give him bris mila. There are those types of illnesses as well, that baby is jaundiced or something. You don't wait 7 days after the jaundice goes away. You're right away, you do the mila. We had a case like that in Shul also, where the mo'el came to visit the baby, said he's not ready yet, and then the mo'el came like late in the day on the baby's eighth day of life and said, he's ready, and they had to quickly get a bris mila together, mincha time. So itbuk beni beni, that's how you can have such a case. Rava Amar, a fourth possibility, going to show you that the father and mother were in jail, and therefore they're the ones that are responsible for the mila, but there's no one, but they're not available to do the mila, and then they were let out of jail late in the day on Erev Pesach. Wait, if they were in jail, how did they do Karban Pesach? Shliach, you could do Karban Pesach with shlichus. So that's how they do Karban Pesach. It's interesting when you talk about Avi Imo Chavushin Beis Asurin, why do you have to mention that Imo Chavush Beis Asurin? Isn't the mitzvah mila on the father? So Rashi writes, b'shas asiya, they were chavushin b'shas asiya, u'mitzvus mila mutelas aleihem v'lo alacherim, v'heim enum yichon lasos es pischa v'shachat shluchan aleihem v'ashmin krashim, yasa b'shas achilus milas b'no ma'akavto. Rashi seems pretty clear that the mitzvah is not on the father, it's aleihem, it's on the father and on the mother. Marsha says, what are you talking about? The Marsha says, a woman is not mitzuva in milas b'no. The Gemara in Kiddushin Chavtas tells us, oso velo osa, that a The man is chayiv in milas b'no. A woman is not chayiv in milas b'no. So the Marsha says that over here, since she's chayiv to do the Karban Pesach, she also has a mitzvah lamalas b'no to allow for the Karban Pesach. And because milas acharim is ma'akiv the Karban Pesach for a woman as well, just like milas avadim is ma'akiv the Karban Pesach for a woman. So even though it's strange, even though a woman has no technical obligation to mal her child, but the inability to Karban Pesach is not a function of the obligation. Even though she's not obligated in mila in general, failure to mal a child will be will prevent her from eating Karban Pesach. Minchas Chinuch and Sri Deish, they don't understand the raya that because Mila of her Eved is Ma'akev, so who Adin, the Mila of the Ben is Ma'akev, you can make a simple chiluk that Mila of the Eved is Ma'akev because she has to mal him midine avdus. So so Mali Ish, Mali Isha, that's part of the dinim of avdus. But if she has no chiyuv, I mean, it is a function of the chiyuv, and by Eved there happens to be a chiyuv. So how can you suggest that it should be just like the Eved? So the Sri Deish says maybe the Marsha holds that a woman is not chayev to be mal her Avad. And the Gemara still says that the Mila of the Eved is Ma'akev, the Karban Pesach, and therefore Hu Adin, the Mila of the Ben is going to be Ma'akev. So says Gemara, fifth possibility. Rav Kana Brei Rav Nechemya Omar, Kigon Tumtum Shenikra V'Nimtza Zachar Beni Beni. How do you have a case where at the time of the Shechitas Karban Pesach, he was not yet an Orel, and now he is an Orel? He was a Tumtum at the time of the Shechitas Karban Pesach, and in between the Shechita and the Achila, they tore him open and they found that he's a male. So now they know that he's an Orel, and now they know that he has a Chiyuv of carbon, that he has a chiv of mila. Rav Shravya Amar's sixth and final answer: Gon Shotzi Rosho Chutz LeProzdar, that the baby stuck his head out of the womb, and therefore he was born. And 7 days later, the rest of his body came out. So when did the rest of his body come out? In between the Shechitas Karban Pesach and the Achilas Karban Pesach. So his birth was already a week earlier, but he couldn't do a mila on him because the rest of his body was still inside the mom. So this is, you know, his mom's never going to let him forget this delivery, right? That for 7 days he was like dangling half in, half out. So Michai, so says the Gemara, can a baby survive such a thing? But I would ask, can a mother survive such a thing? But Vatanya, that even Shiatza Lavir Olam Niftach Hasasam Nistam Apasuach, that when he comes out to the air, the airspace, that which was closed inside is open, that which is open is closed. Shel Malikin and Yachalichios Afilu Shachas. They can't even live for Shachas in such a state. So Achamayaskin Kagon Dizante Ishta, that he's nourished by the fever. Ishta Deman, whose fever? Ilem Ishta Didei Yachi Kol Shivabai. If he had a fever, then he needs another 7 days till he's cured from the fever. El Dizinte Ishta Diime, that the mother's fever somehow prevents him from dying. Vibai, I don't know the medical explanation of that. Vibai, say Mahanimili, Hechot Lo Ma'ui. Or it could be that that's only if he doesn't cry that he's going to die instantly. Avlechot Demai Michi. But if he cries, so he can live even half in, half out of the mother. This is a question of exactly how do we define leida. The Gemara seems to be saying yatzar rosho mipruzder, so that's already considered to be leida. So there's a question when it comes to pidyon haben. The halacha is that that if there was a chatzitza in the leida in the beis harechem, so then the baby doesn't need pidyon haben. So there's a question when they use forceps or whatever they use to pull a baby out who's not cooperating. So does that disqualify from the need for pidyon haben? Maybe that qualifies as a chatzitza. So they bring rayas from this sugya, major discussion in poskim. Am Rabbi Yochum Shem Rabbi Bina, Orel Mekabel Hazaa, that an Orel can receive Hazaa in the Tara process. Because we find by Avosenu, by our forefathers, that they got Hazaa, while they were Arelim. That they came out of the Yardin, meaning on the 10th day of Nisan. So on the 10th day of Nisan, they didn't get a bris milah because they were weak from the traveling, because they just crossed over the Yardin. Hazah emas avadu. When did they do the hazah? Lav kshein arelim, must be that when they were still arelim. Because if they only did it on Yer Aleph Nisan after they did a mila, it would turn out that the hazah shnia was on tesvav b'nisan, and because between the hazah rishon and the hazah shnia, you're supposed to wait 4 days. So how did they do the Karban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan if the hazah shnia was only on the 15th of Nisan? So it must be that they received the hazah rishona while they were arelim. So apparently a tamei mes could be mekabel hazah Milah, even when they're in Arel. And then as soon as they get the Milah, they'll be allowed to eat Kachim. So it says, Marvadimah, love the Pesach Klal. Who says they brought a Korban Pesach that year at all? Pasuk says so. So we know that they brought a Korban Pesach. So Maskefla Marzutra, Marzutra raises the question, Vidilma Pesach Haba B'tumahia. But maybe they never had a Hazah. Maybe they remained Tameh, and this was a Pesach Haba B'tumah. Amir Vashi, Tani Behad, Yamal B'tav V'vasu B'schein B'tara. We have a brisa that says that they did the Pesach B'tahara. So we know that an Orel can be Mekabel Hazah. Amir Abar Yitzchak Amir Rav, Lo Nitna Prias Milu Avram Avinu Shemar, Ve'isi Amar Shemel Yeshua, Asilu Chachar V'surim. That although Milu was given to Avram Avinu, the second stage of Priya was not given to Avram Avinu, because Yeshua was told to prepare knives in order to be able to do the Priya. So it was only at that time that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Tzivoy about Priya. V'dilma Hanuch L'mol, but maybe that Tzivoy was only for those people in the Midbar that didn't have a Mila. D'chsiv kimulim ayu kala am, hayotzim v'kala am ayilodim. Anyone who was born in the Midbar was lo malu, the Pasuk continues to say. So maybe that's what Hashem is telling Yeshua. Get ready to do a Mila, because no one has a Mila yet. Not about Priya. Im kein, mai shuv. What does it mean when it says shuv malas b'nei Yisrael? Elolav l'priya. It must be that although they already had Mila, they still needed Priya. My sheinis, and what does the word sheinis come to tell me? Lakushe sof Mila, l'tchilas Mila, to compare the sof Mila to the beginning of the Mila, to the removal of the Ora Arla, matchilas Mila, just like the beginning of the Hasaras Arla's Ma'keves, av sof Mila, so too whatever little chatichos of the skin are there, is also ma'akvin bo. Detnan, eluein tzitzna ma'akvin asamila, the tzitzna ma'akvin asamila are basra chofes rov ha'atara, so enochel b'tshuma. So the enochel b'tshuma, a person's not allowed to eat truma if he has basar chofes rov ha'atara. And Amar Ravina, v'item Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar Rav, basar chofes rov gova shel atara, the majority of the height of the atara. So those are the two. That's what it means when it says sheinus. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll start the discussion tomorrow about why they did not receive mila in the midbar. Have a great day, everybody.